at home much be longer or much earlier than when they actually go to school. We also see from this family, we see a lot of care, and a lot of you have probably experienced this, either caring for someone else or caring for someone caring for you. And you probably, if you did grow up in a family where your mother and your father cared for you, you certainly, whether you remember or not, you certainly were cared for and had that care. This is the type of care that we see in families, is a type in care that really would cost a fortune to if you needed to pay for it. We're talking about the type of care where a mother or a father tends to a baby in the middle of the night that is crying, where someone that is in need of care, maybe even to go to the hospital, and their family actually goes with them and stays with them and provides extra care above and beyond what the doctors and the nurses can provide. And this is the type of care that does so without complaining often, and also without sometimes even without thanks, and sometimes, well, almost always without pay. This is what we see in families. But what happens when families break down? We know that families do break down, and there are times where a father and a mother may not love their children. There are times where there's death in the family, and that can lead to a case where children are orphaned, or where a woman becomes a widow. So what happens in these types of situations? One of the things that we're gonna actually look at the Bible, but we're also going to look at a book called The Light and the Glory, written by Peter Marshall and David Manuel. In that book, there's a chapter called The Puritan Way, where they discuss the way the Puritans lived. And one, we're going to read actually two paragraphs from that chapter. The Puritans saw very clearly that authority, whether spiritual or temporal, invariably begins in the home. Well-ordered families naturally produce a good order in society, said Cotton Mather succinctly, and James Fitch echoed him. Such as families are, such at last the church and commonwealth must be. This is obviously every bit as true today, but in Puritan New England, they took care to make sure that discipline and authority in the home was all that it should be. For in the end, a lax or loose home hurt them all, being a sin against God's plan. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. For many people, Memorial Day is merely a day at the beach. We remind you, though, that your day at the beach was paid for in part by the day brave men stormed the beaches of Normandy, and many other brave men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we and others may live free. This Memorial Day, take time to remember those who have sacrificed to secure and defend our freedom, and thank God for his blessings on America. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. We're coming to you live today from the Rosin Shingle Creek Hotel, where the FPUA, I believe something like that, the homeschool convention is being held. And Personhood Florida has a booth here. We're collecting signatures to help protect every innocent human life. So, by the way, if you want to sign that petition, you can actually go over to our website, personhoodflorida.com, personhoodfl.com, and you can sign that. We are getting the live stream still going here. Had to connect to their wireless here, and that took just a little bit of time. Paid for the high speed service. So hopefully we won't have any problems here on the show today. But hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And boy, we've been resolving a lot of computer problems. You know, one thing that's interesting, we have this happen every now and then. Where we actually have situations where we're dealing with the same type of problem on a regular basis. And when we see that, we say, wow, you know, this is kind of interesting that this is happening. But you know, that it does happen sometimes where maybe there's a virus where there's a virus where you actually have situations where you're the same type of infection is running around, but we also have issues where there are hardware problems that come around, and sometimes we see the same types of hardware problems at around the same time. And we actually just recently had a situation like this where one of the things that we had was we just recently had a situation where we had four of the same model laptops in our shop at the same time with the same problem. The problem was the hinges. And you probably have seen something like this before, where you actually have a situation, if you've had a laptop, sometimes the screws can become a little bit loose. You know, you've heard about a screw, you know, a guy that has a screw loose. Well, there are laptops, that happens with laptops also. If you have a screw loose in your laptop, what can happen is there's a little bit, there's more pressure that's put on the hinge. And really what happens is the hinge, it's not really the pressure is put on the hinge. The pressure is actually put onto the plastic. In most cases, computers are actually made with plastic. But there's a plastic, and then there's a piece of metal that is actually soldered into or melted, just put into that plastic mold. So, you know, probably what happens is they actually build the plastic so that it has certain grooves, and then the little piece of metal just slides right down into those grooves. They might use a little bit of glue to keep it there. And then the screw goes through the plastic of the bottom or the top. Well, typically it's not the top, but sometimes it's under the keyboard. If it's under the keyboard, then that's something that you can do. But typically what's happening is you're coming under from the bottom and you're going into through plastic on the bottom with a little screw, and then you're going into a piece of metal that is molded into the plastic that makes up the top of the bottom of the laptop. So what actually happens with this is, and we've seen this quite a bit, is what actually happens is you have situations where the laptop has issues, where there's the screws start to come a little bit loose, and then it puts pressure on the plastic. And then what happens is you actually have a situation where the plastic starts to break. And when that metal breaks away from the plastic, the screw can actually be solidly in the metal, but it's not, the metal piece is no longer attached to the case of the laptop. And so what happens is then the hinge starts to actually move the laptop, so that when you actually open the laptop, you're putting more pressure in the laptop toward the back of the bottom side of the laptop. The laptop actually starts to open up, and we actually saw four systems, the same exact model, that had the same problem with where this had happened, where the metal had broken away from the plastic. It was no longer, so the hinge then was no longer really being held by the bottom of the case. So the hinge, typically what it'll do is it hinges the screen, which goes down into the bottom of the computer. It actually connects in there, and then you screw through into the case. And again, so the hinge is in the bottom, but it actually is, well, part of the hinge is in the bottom, but the, you know, what it's doing is it's allowing the screen to open up. And so this can cause some issues. What we found is that at least with one of the customers, they had purchased their computer at a, I won't say the name of the store, but it's a major big box computer store. It was on sale. It was one of those right after Thanksgiving sales that they were purchasing, maybe a Black Friday sale, where they're purchasing it for Christmas. And I would imagine that the others were probably purchased around the same time as well. And you know, but this is something, what we did with these computers, I think two of the customers opted to have us repair the computer, and two of the customers opted to purchase a new computer and just have us copy data from the old computer over to the new computer. And we can do either way. If you have a computer and you're checking it into a Faster PC and we're working on it, what we'll do is we'll actually collect a deposit that covers the first hour of labor. And that's all you're on the hook for. If we determine that, let's say there's a motherboard that's bad, and that motherboard is more expensive than what you're willing to pay for the to have the computer repaired, well, we can actually copy the data off at that point. We can copy the data off to another computer. However, if it's worth it to you to make the repair, then we go ahead and we go ahead and do that repair, and you would then be liable for those costs. But you know, you've done that with making an informed decision. You know how much it costs for a system. You know how much it costs to replace the system, and you know what it's worth to you to have that continue to go and work. And one of the things that we actually find is that quite often people actually, if they were to spend the same amount of money to buy a new computer that it would cost them to repair their computer, in a lot of cases they would actually get a slower computer. But with they can actually, in some cases, particularly if we're replacing, let's say, a hard drive with an SSD drive, then they could actually have a faster computer than they had when it was brand new. And so we can actually help with that. What we did with the two that we repaired is we got a new top and bottom of the bottom piece. So the bottom piece typically has a top to it and a bottom to it. Sometimes we have to replace the bottom, sometimes we have to replace the top, sometimes we have to replace both of them. But in addition to replacing it, we actually added some additional epoxy just to strengthen that system so that hopefully it will last longer in the future and not break as quickly. And, again, we're probably looking at about 4 years down the road.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, When you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there. Scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video. And you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Computer questions. We're going to resolve computer problems as well in the shop. And that's what we do here at A Faster PC. We resolve computer problems. We help you with your computer issues. And I want to just go over some of the things that we can help you with. You know, we have talked about the new technology that's out with wireless internet, where you can actually, if you're using a newer router with now the newest technology out with the newer routers is the AX technology. That's Wi-Fi 6. And with Wi-Fi 6, which you actually have happened with Wi-Fi 6, you actually have a lot of advancements. We've talked about these. We've talked about, well, with Wi-Fi 5, which is AC, you have the introduction of MUMIMO. So MUMIMO stands for multi-user, multi-in, multi-out. The routers with previous generations actually would send information one to one computer at a time. And they kind of describe it like a machine gun on a merry-go-round that, you know, it's just firing as fast as it can, but it's spinning around and it can only fire to one device at a time. Now, obviously it's probably not going around in a circle, but when multiple devices ask for data, it has to send to one device, then another device, then the next device, then the next device, then the next device. The problem is a lot of people today have multiple devices in their homes that are actually connecting to the internet. And when I say multiple devices, what we're talking about is we're talking about computers, laptop computers. We're talking about streaming internet devices, including one of the things that where you have streaming internet devices, you actually have situations where with streaming internet, what happens is you have your TVs, your game stations, your DVRs, Blu-ray players, a lot of these will connect to the internet with, and they'll actually use bandwidth from the internet. So this can be an issue, and it can really slow things down considerably. So what happens? You know, the thing is also Comcast. Comcast is now giving you one box. Well, they're not giving it to you. You're actually paying for it on a monthly basis. You have one box that's actually connected to coax. If you have other TVs, the rest of the TVs have a box that you're actually paying $7.50 a month for. And what those connect to is those actually connect to your wireless internet. So they are actually, you're actually utilizing your wireless internet to, and they're actually streaming the television to you. What they don't tell you is that you can actually purchase a Roku and you can install the Xfinity app, the Xfinity Roku app, and you can take their $7.50 box back to them and tell them that they can shove it, that you don't want to pay that fee anymore. And so this is something that they don't tell you, but it is something that definitely we can help you with, you know, getting those Rokus configured. In fact, you could even go to our website or to our Facebook page, and you can scroll back to, it was actually in the late fall of 2019, early winter, you know, right after the turn of the year, you know, the late part of 2019, early part of 2020, we actually did a lot of shows where we actually showed how to configure a Roku device, how to set up streaming, how to configure. We had one on how to configure and connect a Fire Stick. We showed using digital antennas as well, where you can actually cut the cord and get rid of your cable fees, and different ways that you can do that. And of course, you know, one of the things, if you have cable and you're paying Comcast, you don't want to pay them an extra $7.50 a month for these boxes. Well, there's also smart switches, smart speakers. My parents have, they don't know how to use it, but they have a smart refrigerator. It actually has cameras. They could actually use an app on their phone if they were so inclined and knew how to do it. They could actually use an app on their phone to look into their refrigerator to see what is in their refrigerator. You have a lot of devices that are connecting to the internet. They have a smart thermostat. We have a smart thermostat at our house as well. It saves money on electricity, and we're able to actually control that and configure that remotely. But with the devices, all these devices are accessing the internet. They can actually use a considerable amount of bandwidth, and you have multiple devices that are asking for data at the same time. So Wi-Fi 5, which was AC, the wireless AC. So if you see a router that has AC in the model name, that's a Wi-Fi 5 connection. That has MIMO, which again is multi-user, multi-input, multi-output. It'll actually send to three devices at once. Now there's also a new type with Wi-Fi 6. That's the latest technology. Wi-Fi 6 actually it's labeled AX. So if you see a router that's labeled AX, that's a Wi-Fi 6 router. And with Wi-Fi 6, there's a newer technology. They also have MIMO, but in addition to MIMO, they have another acronym, OFDMA. Now, OFDMA, you probably won't remember this, but it stands for Orthogonal Frequency Division Multiple Access. What this means, what this does for you, is it allows the router to send a packet to multiple devices. And if it's sending out a certain amount of data, it can actually split that up. So your smart thermostat is going to need data on a regular basis. Sometimes these devices need request data on a millisecond basis, very quickly. So what actually happens with the OFDMA or orthogonal frequency division multiple access, it divides up the data that it's sending out to multiple devices. So if it's capable of sending out a certain amount of data in that split second, it can actually send out a large portion of that to your computer or to a television set that's streaming, or whatever device that's connected to it that's enabling streaming, so that the stream continues. It can send out smaller portions to devices like a smart switch, a smart speaker, or maybe a smart thermostat that require less data at that time. And this allows you to increase your bandwidth. And one of the things that I've seen happening when I actually access the internet, and I've actually shown it on some past shows, where what we're actually doing is we're streaming to Facebook, and we've seen actually I like to do tests, and I like to change something and see what results happen from it. I don't like to just say, hey, take someone's word, this is faster. Well, show me it's faster. Prove to me that it's faster. You probably heard about the show me state. Well, I like to do that. I like to make sure that we have systems that can show us, and I'd like to see the before and after results of making a certain change. So we actually, in our house, and we documented this several weeks, maybe a few weeks ago on this show, maybe a month or two ago, we actually switched from a older router. It was a wireless in technology, and it's fast for its day, but not compared to the ACs, and definitely not compared to the AXs. So we streamed to Facebook. We actually had 30% frame drop. Now, this is probably at about a 30 frames per second. So when the human eye can see 30 frames per second, I know television, they actually have 60 frames per second, but the human eye can see 30 frames per second. When you start getting below 30 frames per second, the video will actually not be as fluid as if there were 30 frames per second. So what we were having was about a 30% frame rate drop with the wireless in technology. When we switched over to the AC, which is Wi-Fi 5, that frame drop went down to 22%. Now, when we switched over to the AX router, which that's the wireless 6, Wi-Fi 6, what we saw was zero frames dropped, not just 0% or 1%, but actually throughout the entire, and we're on the radio probably for about, doing streaming the show for about 52 to 54 minutes. And what actually happened was we had zero frames dropped throughout the entire show. Now, I can tell you right now, I'm in again at the Florida Homeschool Convention in Orlando at the Ross and Shingle Creek Hotel. I've paid for high speed internet because they have free internet and they have high speed internet. Well, I paid for the high speed internet, and I can tell you it's not high speed because my frames dropped are actually 78.8% drop. So the stream over on Facebook is probably very, very, very slow over there right now. So I'm gonna actually contact
the company that I paid the money to after this is over and say, hey, you know, I didn't get my money's worth because I really didn't. This is not good high-speed internet. But I'll actually run a speed test during the next break, and we'll see, you know, exactly what speed I'm getting. I don't think I'm getting the speed that I'm actually supposed to be getting with this. Now, one thing that we also are able to do, though, is, and we've done this actually twice in the last week, is the last few weeks, we've done this twice, including once yesterday. We've installed high-powered wireless antennas to provide long-range wireless connectivity between two locations. So what we actually had is a situation where there was a home and then another home that was maybe 150 feet away. And normally you can't get internet. And what happened was the customer that I installed the wireless antenna for yesterday, they actually called Comcast. Comcast, well, they can do it. They can install an additional internet service. And then you're going to be paying an additional fee. Well, what we did is we actually put in the antenna, and with this antenna in this guest home, they get it's not super fast. It's not as fast as it is in the main home, but it is about anywhere from 8 to 20 megabits per second down, and the upload was between 5 and 15 megabits per second up. And that was in the back of a house, going through concrete block walls, and you know, looking at really seeing that performance in the back of the house.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. As I was, as I promised to do over the break, I actually did run a speed test with the high speed connection that I'm paying for here, and actually got 3.41 megabits download, 0.92 megabits upload, which is real slow. A ping time, which is the amount of time that it takes from the time the request is sent to the time that I actually get the reply from the device, of 67 milliseconds, which is quite high. It should be actually lower on that, would be better. And on the download and upload speed, higher would be better on that. Now, I was connected with a VPN, because I am connected. This is one thing that we talked about quite a bit. I'll actually switch over to a full screen to show you this. So when you go to your wireless connections, and I'm actually clicking on the arrow in the lower right-hand corner of my Windows 10 on the taskbar, and I actually see the wireless symbol. So when I click on that, you actually see that there's a shield up here, and that means that this, and it says that it's open. The shield with an exclamation actually means, you would think the shield might mean it's secure, but the shield actually, with the exclamation, actually means that it's not secure, it's open. And then there are additional networks here that are for the, some of them for from phones, others actually are a part of the hotel, and those are actually listed here, and they're secure. Now, when you're connecting to an unsecure network, anything you type into your browser can be, you're transmitting that over the internet, and that can be captured. And so what I do is, and I actually had to, and Facebook does this periodically, you know, right? I mean, they don't do it other times of the week, but not that I've seen really. But when I go to actually go do a live stream, quite often in the last, this year, quite often they've actually required me to log in. And when I log in, I know, you know, I have to type my username and password. Well, I don't want a hacker to get access to my password.
and I'm connected right now to a unsecure wireless network. So when I type my password, a hacker, anyone that's here, could actually capture that information. By the way, they don't even have to be here. You could come to a hotel and you could actually configure a device, plug it into an outlet, and or if you were, you know, had a little bit of electrical knowledge, you could even go into the bathroom, maybe go into the ceiling and connect into a power source, put a device up there that would actually capture what people are typing through this open network. And so when you type a username and a password, that information could be captured. So, you know, even my Facebook, now, you know, we're not talking about going to my bank website and typing username and password. But, you know, and so, by the way, that's very dangerous as well if you're connected to an unsecure network and you don't have a VPN. But one of the things that happens is when you do have, these devices can actually capture that username and password. Well, what would happen? What could potentially happen? What could potentially go wrong if my Facebook username and password were captured by a hacker? Well, what they could do is they could actually log into my account. They could then send messages that say they're coming from me to my friends. And these messages would have a link quite often. And that link, if they click on it and a hacker sent it to you, not the person sent it to you, quite often that's going to actually launch malicious code that could infect your computer. So I don't want my friends to have their computers infected because I was typed my password into a insecure network. So what I did is I actually connected. I'll switch back over to my full screen. And I switched back. I connected with Proton VPN. And the speed actually was, you know, it encrypted my data, but it did. What I found is that it did slow my speed down. You see, I actually have the speed test results, 3.41 milliseconds or megabits per second download, 0.92 megabits per second upload. That's the speed, higher numbers are better. The ping was 67 milliseconds. Now, I actually turned off the VPN because I'm already connected. So I turned off the VPN, ran another speed test. The difference was amazing. It wasn't the internet here that was causing the problem. It was the VPN that was causing the problem. So I may need to look for a different VPN. But here we have the download speed is 14.93 megabits per second. The upload speed, 16.68 megabits per second. So again, compared to 3.42 megabits per second and 0.92 megabits per second, so quite a bit faster. The ping, this ping speed is 8 milliseconds, so quite a bit quicker than the 67 milliseconds that it took to ping with the VPN turned on. Now, when I did that, I think that the stream actually might have canceled. I'm not 100% sure. I'm actually still connecting. I do have 0.1% frame drop here. So they're probably using an AX access points here. And this is quite a bit faster than I'm not going to contact the company and ask for my money back at this point because I realize, you know, I did a test and I realized it wasn't the internet that was the problem. It was the VPN that was the problem. And of course, the VPN did protect me. And probably what I should have done was just use the VPN to log in. And then after I had logged in, disconnect from the VPN and get the live stream started. By the way, Facebook now wants me to log in again, which, you know, I'm not going to do without turning the VPN on, which would slow down my speed as well. So if the stream over there is not working, or, you know, probably, you know, the stream's really not the best quality anyway, we'll go ahead and I have been recording. the show. And so later on today, maybe this evening, I'll get that video ready, upload it to Facebook, and that way you can see it if and see it without having the huge frame drop and all that. So anyway, back to what we did for our customers, we were able to install a high-speed antenna outside their house that connected a second house to their internet. And in the one customer that we had, they were able to, in their house, both of these houses were about 150 feet away. In the one case, it was a rental property that was on an adjacent lot that, again, was probably about 150 feet away from where we mounted the antenna, which was about probably 30 feet away from part of the house, and probably about 150 feet away from their original wireless router. And so we greatly expanded the range of their wireless. In fact, they have other buildings on their property that they can get internet in those buildings as well now. And so this, we were able with this antenna to provide the internet there. And again, with the place that we went to yesterday, we were able to provide, and again, it was about 150 feet away. This was a guest house. But the son, one of the sons is in the main house, and then his mother is in the guest house, and she's actually going to be moving her office into there. So a few things that we did yesterday: we changed out their Comcast modem with their own modem that they own now, because they purchased one from us. We also changed out their Comcast modem/router with, we added a standalone modem, and also we added a router. Now the router is high performance, and it is the AX Wi-Fi 6 technology, and it'll give them much faster connection throughout their house. We also have, they're not going to have the $15 a month Comcast fee. We also, through the wireless, getting the internet back to the guest home, they're eliminating a second internet charge. Now, you know how much you pay for internet if you have Comcast. Some people pay, they range from $25 to $100, $200 for internet, depending on the speed tier that you have and whether you have a special deal with them. By the way, if you don't have a special deal with them, call them up, ask them to give you a special deal. Ask them why your price went up. Tell them that, you're shopping around and you might be interested in switching over to AT&T. By the way, you can check out, how much AT&T charges. And a lot of times they'll actually reduce their cost. They'll actually drop the fee and give you a lower price for a year or two or whatever. You can also, one of the things that we've seen done also, and we've actually done this, if the internet is in a husband's name, the wife could actually establish internet and get that lower price for that year or two. And then you can cancel the first internet. But still, the internet costs money, and we eliminated that second fee by providing high speed internet to this location. We also, in addition to that, we also are enabling the customer to eliminate their office rental fee. So they've been renting an office for $500 a month. They're no longer going to have to pay $500 a month to rent that office. So they're going to be able to pay for this antenna install in a very short period of time, and it's going, and the savings after that are going to be money that they're just putting in their pocket and banking. And by the way, we do have have these high-powered antennas. Some of these antennas are capable of going miles. If the signal is clear and there's you don't have a lot of interference with trees and other things like that. But we help customers with this type of stuff, and of course we repair computers. We solve all kinds of different computer problems, and we help computers run much faster using high-speed hard drives through the SSD hard drives. This is something, you know, if you have computer problems, well...
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? God Sets the Solitary in Families. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. For many people, Memorial Day is merely a day at the beach. We remind you, though, that your day at the beach was paid for in part by the day brave men stormed the beaches of Normandy, and many other brave men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we and others may live free. This Memorial Day, take time to remember those who have sacrificed to secure and defend our freedom, and thank God for His blessings on America.